Hey, hi there, everyone. It's Liz here at ETBS, your tax advisor, and also your business coach. So today I'm really excited. So I'm going to go ahead and get my camera here connected. That way you can see me. Hello, everyone there. Hi. Such nice time to get back together and start filming, small videos, and this is going to be pretty short, but I thought it was really important that I would record this video because, number one, there's a big hot trend going out there, right? And the trend has to do with Amazon, right? There's been big news about, Trump, since last summer, giving a really hard time to the big monster platform, right? Of how they're going to get nailed down with, taxes and everything else. And because I have one of my niches, niche as they call them, that is quite, famous and popular right now in this time, it has to do with, people selling private sellers, right? Because if some of you are aware, I mean, Amazon itself, even though they have their own products and their own, items that they sell on their own, website, the reality is that the majority are private sellers. I mean, these are people that are actually, selling on their own. I know quite a few of them who's been doing it for many years. And the interesting part of it is some are doing very well. Others have to also invent and change things around. But anyhow, the big trend that is going on this year is the fact of, Trump criticizing so much Amazon for being such a big giant and not paying their own share of taxes, right? So what do we mean by this? I mean, now, it comes down to this. I mean, we will get big breaks, when we're in business, right? But I mean, definitely Amazon is a super giant. So they probably get a little more breaks than we do, the average Joe or Jen. But I tell you what, I mean, I think that, times have changed and we need to recognize that, right? Right now people are very comfortable going online and purchasing and not having to, worry about, spending their gas and their valuable time, walking through aisles and in the, stores and try to get some help from, retail customer service. So I think this is something that's just going to continue booming. I see a great, even stronger future, for Amazon. And not only because the majority of my clientele, because like I said, again, as I mentioned earlier in the video, I mean, we have a niche. And the niche is the fact that e-commerce is growing and it's going to keep growing and growing. And by the time they catch up and they're going to start realizing, hey, what's going on, Liz? Because, obviously, small retailers are going out of business. Yes, it's true. It is going out of business. God knows well that I know around my neighborhood, I've seen a lot of moms and pop shops close down. And it's sad to see that, but the reality is that we need to adapt, as things change in life. Nothing is static, right? Would you agree? Very rarely things just stay the same or they're static. So we must adapt and we must adjust as things change, not only in our lives, but around us. So right now, Amazon is the giant. It's going to be here for a while until maybe another monster comes along and it's going to be even a tougher competition to them. But the reason that I'm really doing this video is because I know the hot trend right now is saying, oh boy, just with the last bomb that Trump just dropped in regards to saying that he's going to go after the taxes for Amazon. And because of that news, believe it or not, I mean, the actual shares of Amazon almost dropped 7.5%. If for some of you folks, you might think, well, 7.5, it's not much, Liz. Well, it is. It is when we're dealing with numbers, and we're dealing with dollar amounts, and that equals to close to 50. Let me repeat that, 50, not millions. We're talking about billions with a big B, right? So $50 billion in a drop for the shares of a, you know, the market value, that's a lot. And last summer there was another thing that happened also with Trump and Amazon that he mentioned about, like, again, the moms and shops, you know, closing down and people losing jobs and things like that. Well, as we lose jobs, we also gain some jobs. The truth is that we're heading to a different era where, you know, we all want to have convenience. We all want to be comfortable. We want to be able to just sit there in front of our computers and do a lot of shopping. I mean, I don't know about you folks, but I've been shopping in Amazon now, I would say, at least since 2007. So I've been around for a while, even before I started getting involved and helping sellers. So definitely this big trend and the big bomb with the drop in shares, you know, there's a possibility every time this kind of news is going to come up, something like this is going to happen. But I just wanted to touch base with you because the reality is that, like I said, we are you know, we're changing with time, and we just need to be as flexible as possible to go through that trend. So some of you who are already selling in Amazon, congratulations. Some of you who are planning to get into Amazon, we're here to help you. So definitely if you need any assistance, even if whether you're not sure what type of tax structure you want to get started, it's really important that you understand that before you actually open and start running out there and go to LegalZoom and open an LLC and think because everybody else does it, that would be a good fit for you, because it might not, okay? It has to do with so many different factors that I tell people, you know, it's not, you know, the approach of, you know, money, we did it this way, I should do it the same way. No. Think about where you're at, where you want to head with your future plans, and whether or not this structure is going to be beneficial to you, not only legally, but also tax-wise, right? Because we always have to think ahead of ourselves. You know, are you going to bring investors? You know, do you have foreigners who might be interested in getting into the business with you? Are you going to get loans? You know, are you a solo entrepreneur? Maybe, you know, you have a different reason. So again, we can go down the list. So there's a lot of things that you really need to know up front before you sign that dotted line and decide, hey, this is what I think because everybody else is doing it. Please don't do that to yourself. I always say, you know, and if some of you have already been watching me through my YouTube channels or you're listening to me through my podcast, then by all means, I mean, you know, do your homework. And you know, like I said, make an investment, which is going to be a great return for your money, because you want to make sure that you're choosing the right structure. If you need some help or how to set up things, whether you're using QuickBooks and you want to make sure that, you know, you're tracking your inventory or you just want to use QuickBooks and learn how to use it yourself, by all means, we have here a team, our staff to help you. So feel free to reach out. And once again, this is Liz Soria with ETBS. I'm going to be doing another few series of Amazon and e-commerce and eBay platforms, because the next big thing with Amazon, and that's the next episode that I'm going to be recording, and don't miss that, it's definitely has to do with the sales tax, right? That's an iffy topic, and it's going to continue to be for a very, very, very long time to go. So again, I'm here to help you. Feel free to reach out to me. And again, that's etbs@fl.com. All the information is below in the description of the video. If not, you can always reach out to us, like I said, through the website. And that's E as Express, T as Tax, B as Bookkeeping, S as Sam, FL4StandForFlorida.com, okay? Once again, thank you so much, and until next video, I will see you very soon, okay? And like I said, any comments, share, watch other videos. I did a phenomenal series of three-part video, by the way, that is talks about the GOP and the Trump changes earlier this year, and that's evergreen. I mean, this is something that are changes that are going to happen into the next, you know, almost 20-something years. So you can go back and watch these videos and definitely continue learning. So again, I'm here for you. So reach out. Don't be shy. And we're here to help you. Thank you so much for taking the time and really watching this video. I know you have a lot of choices, but definitely, as you probably already know, some of you are my already my followers. You're my subscribers. Thank you so much for that. What I think matters is that we always try and bring you some valuable, you know, content and good information that you can utilize as you watch these videos and take advantage of it. Once again, thank you so much. Take care. Until next video. Bye-bye. This is Liz Soria. Goodbye.